Stats released by the Data Resource Center for Child and Adolescent Health indicate that 86% of kids in the Bluegrass were classified as being in very good or excellent health for a period covering 2011 and 2012. The national average was 84%. One area where the state overtook the national average was in oral health, with 75% of kids scoring excellent or very good, 4% higher than the nationwide numbers. Good news, right? Not so fast, says Dr. Laura Hancock, chairperson of the Kentucky Oral Health Coalition.
The survey is the information gathered by parents.
And that, she says, probably explains the discrepancy between the National Survey of Children's Health numbers and other data that show Kentucky consistently lagging behind in oral health.
There's a real disconnect, you know, from where patients may think that, you know, I only go whenever I'm in pain to the dentist versus what causes the decay in their children's mouth.
Hancock notes that in addition to being a parent-driven survey, the 2011-2012 report also shows Kentucky losing ground in key areas since the survey was last conducted in 2007. She says improving health literacy, one of the goals of her group, would not only benefit Kentuckians' health, but also bring the survey results into more realistic alignment with the nation. Josh James, WUKY News.